Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Here's what Paul says. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. For many people, being a Christian is kind of like buying life insurance. It amounts to a one-time decision that gets cashed in when they die. Now, granted, with your life insurance, you might think about it once in a while. You might even increase it when another child arrives. And life insurance Christians, they do the same thing. They periodically think about the decision they made and re-up their convictions during certain periods of their life. But having life insurance is not life-changing, and neither is being a life insurance Christian. A true Christian is a follower of Jesus. Trusting in Him alone for salvation opens the door to a new life, a life of transformation. The old is gone, the new has come. Like the Christians in Thessalonica, our faith should be a growing expression of trust and dependence in Christ. And our love for one another is constantly demonstrated as we serve each other. The Christian life is not a one-and-done event. It's a lifelong process of spiritual transformation. Take some time to think about and to honestly answer these five important questions. Is my past decision to trust in Christ making a difference in my life today? Do I consider being a Christian an event, like a confirmation or a baptism or church membership? Or is it a daily interaction with Jesus? Am I following Jesus more closely this month than last, this year than last? Can I honestly say that my faith is growing more and more? Can I honestly say that my love for others is being demonstrated? Being real with God and ourselves is the first step in a life of spiritual transformation. Father, I ask you to examine my heart. Please give me the insight to answer these questions truthfully. Then give me the courage to move from where I am to where you want me to be. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.